Cards going for the sweep of the Phillies at Busch Stadium. Pick it up in the bottom of the fifth. Two on, two out for Dexter Fowler facing Aaron Nola.
Garcia not running, and the pitch is hammered down the right field line. Does it stay fair? This baby is gone! Three-run homer, Dexter Fowler. Cardinals go on top. It's 3-2.
Here's a swing, and the ball's lined to the gap in right center field. It gets down. Pham is off to the races along with Wong. Pham is going to score, and Wong has an RBI double. There's another two-out RBI for the Cardinals, and I smell the coffee brewing.
And Sungwan Oh picked up a save on Friday night, did so in dramatic fashion for the Cardinals. The 0-2 pitch, and it's a base hit into right field. A run will score. That makes it a 6-5 lead. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Joseph with a drive out to right field. This should end it. Piscotty is there. The Cardinals hold on, and a weekend sweep of the Phils.
So the Cardinals hang on to beat the Phillies 6-5 year final as they sweep the three-game set. Sungwan Oh, save number 15, despite allowing two runs off four hits in the ninth. Adam Wainwright gets the win and improves to 4-0 over his last four home starts. Mike Matheny's squad swept the Phillies, holding on late to win on Sunday, despite giving up two runs in the ninth. Here's the skipper talking about the win.
Yeah, needed a big hit, and Dex supplied it. But guys, just getting on base, making traffic happen at that point. I mean, we were pretty well held down, and knew it just was one short rally away from turning that game. We were there 2-0 for a while. Wayno fought his way through to keep it within reach, and needed somebody to do something special, and Dex did it.
What do you like having your top two power hitters, 1-2 in the lineup?
Yeah, I don't care where they are, as long as there's guys on base, and doesn't necessarily have to be in the first. And guys in the bottom of the order have been getting on and providing opportunity for the top of the order to drive in runs. So I think we're just trying to find that good rhythm, and I think we've already seen it. Whatever reason, the certain guys like being in certain spots, and we just got to find those for the team collectively.
Fowler. Does it feel like a reset this weekend for you, given where you guys were coming off?
Certainly feels a whole lot better. But two of those games, we were right down to the wire. And it just showed some fight and showed belief in each other. And those are the kind of things that we're going to have to continue to do is grind, pick each other up. Thought the bullpen came in, did a great job once we did establish that lead. But just took a little bit of everything from everyone, and it's one of those great series collectively as a club.
Fowler wanted there. Was he trying to move the runner over? Was he actually sacrificing what he's going?
Yeah, I mean, usual thing. Sometimes we bunt, and sometimes they do it on their own. The idea is, how do we get the guy over? And there are times when we force the hands, other times we allow them to do whatever they feel. If there's a pitcher they don't feel real good about, they've got the freedom. There's other times we put on the play.
How good a feeling is it that eight of Dexter's 91 runs have given this team leads in games?
Wasn't aware of that fact, but it sure seemed like they're big whenever he hits them. And he's just putting together those kind of at-bats that haunted us when he was playing against us. And Carp doing the same thing. And you put that kind of pressure at the top of the order, or when an opposing team sees that top of the order rolling around, that's what it should be. That's kind of what we envisioned as this season began. You see those two, two of the three that you're going to see at some point when that lineup rolls, and you're going to have your hands full.
What were your thoughts hitting for Wayne over there with the guy at second and fifth? He might have had one more inning in him. One of your better hitters, but you're trying to score runs.
Yeah, we need a couple guys on base, so. And it worked out. Greg put up a great at-bat and got on base, let Dexter do his thing. It doesn't always work out how you want it to, but, let's be honest, he worked really hard. I mean, you're talking 50 pitches after two innings. He was in heat, and this is really the first time our guys are dealing with the heat, and I know it's St. Louis, and we should be accustomed to it, but each year it's a different routine to get yourself prepared for hydration but also to control sweat. I thought he he was having trouble with the grip on his curveball. He just didn't have it early, and I don't think he really found it until the fourth. And in the fourth, it looked like a different pitch, but part of that is finding the right mix with the rosin and the sweat that you can't really stop. And you know, he's never going to give excuses, but he, you know, he was trying to find that pitch as well as locate his heater, and he was just trying to figure things out along the way. And when he found it, you know, I think he had a 7-pitch inning there in the fourth, but he got into a much better rhythm.
How much credit does he get for keeping him in the game from where he started?
Yeah, that's what he does. I think he makes his best pitches when he has his back against the wall. That's why, you know, even when he gets elevated pitch counts, it's hard sometimes to get him out because he just seems to find a different gear once the heat gets turned up. No, he's done a nice job. I think both sides of the ball, playing, making nice plays defensively. That ball going up the middle with the pitcher up, real close to being a double play in a crucial situation. And, you know, he just has phenomenal range. He's kind of been a spark. We were talking about, you know, the top of the order having guys on base and in scoring position. A lot of that's the way Colton's putting together his at-bats. He's taking walks. He's working deep counts, and he's making things happen.
Is it fair to describe him as settling into his role as a hitter? I mean, there's been so much discussion about what he is. Is he a leadoff? Is he, but he just said this year he wanted to come out and hit like he could. He seems to be comfortable up there.
Yeah, I think he just knows that's the right thing to say. I mean, just takes kind of some of the garbage off your back if you just say, I want to go up there and take good at-bats. It's the right thing to say, and we understand every guy wants to, you know, contribute the best they can in whatever spot. I think it's just a smart approach to, you know, simplifying. I want to go in, I'm going to put together good at-bats no matter where I am in the order, and I think he's in a good spot right now.
What was the issue with Diaz that you
checked on? He just had something twinge in his knee. Didn't feel quite right. Went out, they checked him out the following day, and he was fine.
I know it's early, it's a pretty big series against Milwaukee. How do you do it?
That was a really big series against Philadelphia. We got a day off tomorrow, and then we'll start thinking more about Milwaukee. But you know, I'm just proud that these guys answered the bell the way they did. I mean, we came limping home, I'll tell you that. I think that's more than obvious, but it was different than even some struggles we've had in the past. You could feel it, and it was heavy. And just watch them come in. You know, we get down to that first game in this series, and you know, I believe they're gaining that toughness that we talk about that only comes through adversity, and they're answering it well, and hopefully that carries right into this next series with Milwaukee.
Dexter Fowler's ninth home run of the year provided some pop for the Cardinals as they swept the Phillies on Sunday. Here's Fowler talking about his performance.
We're swinging the bats well, you know, taking some good ABs, and you know, the pitcher's throwing the balls over plate and getting some outs.
How about the home run 3-1 fastball? You stuck it inside the line. Did you know that it was going to stay fair? Did you have to use some body language?
You know what? I was pushing. I was trying to blow because, you know, it started hooking a little bit. So I stood in there. I was like, please, you got to push it over there.
9 home runs, 8 of them have given the Cardinals a lead. Does that hold some significance for you?
Yeah, you always want to hit clutch homers, and you know, to get good pitches and take good at bats, and it's starting to show up.
The Phils head to Boston to begin an interleague set against the Red Sox Monday, while the Cardinals return to action Tuesday in St. Louis against the Brewers.